I'd passed a gas station a few miles back. I decided it would be an inconspicuous place to wait. If Sal or Lewis left the marina, they'd go in this direction, back to civilization, and I could follow. There was the added advantage of a public phone and the possibility of getting in touch with Morelli. The station was pre-computer age, with two old-fashioned gas pumps on a stained cement pad. A sign, propped on one of the pumps, advertised live bait and cheap gas. The single-level shack behind the pumps was brown shingle patched with flattened jerry cans and assorted pieces of plywood. A public phone had been installed next to the screen door. I parked, partially hidden, behind the station, and walked the short distance to the phone, happy for the opportunity to stretch my legs. I called my own number. It was the only thing I could think to do. The phone rang once, the machine answered, and I listened to my own voice tell me I wasn't home. "Anybody there?" I asked. No reply. I gave the public phone number and suggested if anyone needed to get in touch with me, I'd be at that number for an indeterminate number of minutes.
This ends Disc 7.